Dr. Kress to E.G. White, November 8, 1907.
Dr. Kress to Mrs. E.G. White, Washington Seventh-day Adventist Sanitarium, Tacoma Park, November 8, 1907. Dear Sister White, I suppose you have had a good meeting at Loma Linda. I sincerely hope the breach that has existed there, I mean in California, may have been, in a measure at least, repaired. We are getting on quite well. We are not without perplexities and difficulties, but upon the whole, the work is developing nicely. Every new enterprise has a halo about it at first that attracts many. Later, when the actual realities and necessities have to be met, which often means hopes disappointed and a denial of self, the true and faithful are made manifest. God has given us a nice class of young people, however, and we will try to help the weak. The thing that we always have to meet is the tendency to familiarity among the workers. It is a difficult matter to handle and causes anxiety. Dr. Miller expects soon to return to China. One of the objects of his mission to America was to get a wife. He has picked out one of our most reliable young women. She will leave in a few days to make preparations to go with him. She is a member of the second year class. Her aunt, who is our cook, expects to go with her. We do not see how we can spare these workers, especially the cook. It is so difficult to get a suitable person for such a position. She is the most competent person I have ever seen in a kitchen. She cleans up her work as she goes along. She is just the kind of a person we need to train others. We just get our work organized when breaks are made, but we must be willing to make sacrifices to help forward the work in regions beyond. I trust God is in it all. We have been in correspondence with the Baltimore College of Physicians and Surgeons, a splendid school, I understand. We just received a letter from them saying they are willing to take our students in medicine should we give them the first 2 years of training here and allow them for it. This would enable us to have our students here under missionary influences during the first 2 years at least. During this time, a foundation could be laid upon which it would be safer to build. There would not be the same danger that there would be should they spend the entire 4 years in a worldly school. Our plan has been to have a laboratory in the seminary building and open up a medical college, giving our students the first 2 years here and then sending them to other colleges as missionaries and to complete their training. If carefulness is exercised in the selection of students and only those who give evidence of being missionaries are accepted, those who would come for the purpose of fitting themselves as missionaries, we can make this plan a success. But if anyone who wishes may come, we shall get something on our hands that will prove an injury to our work here and a curse to the denomination. I should favor the starting of such a school only if the missionary idea is kept the predominating one. We can start a medical school here and make it a blessing to our work and to our medical missionary students. It may be possible that as the work develops, we shall be able to give the entire 4 years here. It seems as though we should have such a school. The building now being erected is amply large and roomy for such a school, and the whole arrangement here would give a standing to the enterprise at once. We have suitable buildings, etc. This always is regarded as an essential for recognition by the medical association. I trust God may guide in this matter. I see light in it. My daughter is attending the medical college in Philadelphia, a woman's college of good repute, but I should prefer to have her in our own school for many reasons. The expense is also considerably more. We are willing to make this sacrifice if we can only have the satisfaction of seeing her devote her life to missionary work after she is through. But in these worldly schools, there is always danger. Some of our students do work on the Sabbath. My daughter requested that she might be granted the Sabbath, so the professor changed the entire plan to accommodate one member of the large class. We feel grateful that she had the moral courage to ask for this and refuse to do Sabbath work. God will bless her if she continues in this way. But it is a great problem to throw our children into the arms of the world in this way. We can only pray and ask God to keep them. What do you think of this medical school plan as outlined? Is it in harmony with the light God has given us? I shall be glad to hear from you. I shall have to close. With love to you and the members of your family, I am your brother Kress.